Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about taking unnecessary real estate risks.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about looking at solid investments, looking at real estate, and make sure you're getting something that you're going to want to hold on to and you're going to maximize return on at the point of sale. Let's talk about the unnecessary risks. What have you seen people take on that was a little more off the edge when they should have addressed it during the transaction or before?
Well, frequently it has to do with the condition of the property. They were not aware of the structural integrity or the soundness or the functional utility of the property. They just looked at it and said, oh, I like it, I want it. And then they discovered that the only bathroom, you had to walk through the master bedroom to get to it. And that was the design, the absolute functional design of a 1920s personal residence. It's not overly popular today, especially if you have three or four kids.
Also, condition is talking about things like dry rot, something that's gone on in the property. What I see very often in real estate transactions now, because it's such a seller's market, buyers are trying to make the sale close as easily as possible. So they may take a credit in closing costs in lieu of getting repairs complete. My concern for that is if that repair, you cannot tell the extent of the damage that needs repairing. So if you say, okay, I'll take $1,500 credit towards my closing costs in lieu of you taking that surround around the shower out and see where the dry rot heads, that could be a problem. That could be a significant problem. So if you're going to take a credit, make sure that you do so only if you know the magnitude and extent of the damage.
You can do this so easily. You can call an inspector, have them come in and inspect the property. Now, I got to tell you, not all inspectors are created equal. Maybe at birth, but from that point forward, it may have gotten a little dicey. Make sure that you're dealing with a person that is very aware and informed and educated on the type of property that you're dealing with. But to pay an inspector several hundred bucks to inspect something to find out its condition is so much worth it. I mean, I can't tell you enough. So much worth it.
There has been recently new and more exposure on the area of environmental inspections like radon, because they're thinking legislation will fall that will require an understanding of that in the property. So before they're purchased, they're considering that. And then sewer scopes have become pretty prominent as well. If you've got trees around or an older home that maybe have plumbing lines that may be clogged, that's another one to consider in your due diligence. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.